Hello, and welcome to the Rested With an Eye podcast, where we explore travel time rather than destinations and the joys and surprises of shared transport. For many, traveling on buses, boats, and trains is now a lifestyle choice. My name's Mark Selby. I love the theatre of travel, discovering the stories of journeys, and learning how people use their travel time. Hello. This is a very short episode to thank listeners for your feedback and to answer your questions. The feedback has been both positive and constructive. As Laurie in New York says, we just might have something significant here. The Rested podcasts are free to subscribe to or follow. Some platforms use different terms to describe being notified of new episodes. So please subscribe or follow on your preferred platform. The plan is to release the main episodes weekly on Tuesdays. Now, I apologise if you were caught in the republishing glitch for episode 3. Taya from Helsinki rightly noticed a recording problem, and so the episode was re-recorded and republished. This may have caused a problem with your access. The current version is much better. You appear to like the duration of the episodes, though I wonder if they should really be called podlets rather than podcasts. Alison in Santa Monica, Anne in Seattle, John in Stockholm, Jackie in Geneva, and Diane in Brussels have said the format works for them, and others have said it fits in with their busy schedules. It's funny how many listeners are requesting topics that will be covered in future episodes. It's good to know that we're thinking alike. The podcasts are currently just my voice. I want to interview fellow travellers so that you can hear their stories directly from them. But recording people in buses, trains, or busy stations with a lot of background noise does pose some technical challenges. Nevertheless, it's being worked on. Some listeners have asked what prompted the creation of the Rested podcast. Well, I've met with many very smart transport planners, engineers, and mobility leaders. I've listened, read their published papers, and attended many of their presentations. I'm reassured that experts seem to know what engineering path the world could or should be taking, including vehicle, service, and infrastructure designs. They don't always agree, but they're generally in the same ballpark. Sadly, their good advice is often delivered at conferences or in journals that are effectively preaching to the choir of fellow experts. Less attention is given to travellers themselves and what we can do to enjoy our journeys more. That's what triggered the creation of the Rested podcast. We'll look at the travelling customer experience in future episodes. But for now, it's hoped that Rested would encourage people to try shared transport where it's available and help regular users get more pleasure from their journeys. Can we measure outcomes? Yes. If someone chooses to take public transport for one journey rather than their car, we're succeeding. If someone enjoys their regular bus, boat, or train journey a little bit more, we're succeeding. Simple and reasonable targets. If our audience grows with your encouragement, the impact could be significant. Goodness, we could start a movement. A bit like Arlo Guthrie's dream of draft resistors singing Alice's Restaurant across America. If you don't know the song, have a listen. Until next time, when we consider our small world, enjoy your travels. Thank you for listening to the Rested With an Eye podcast. Please subscribe on your preferred podcast service and share with a friend. I look forward to hearing from you and sharing your travel stories. Please email rested@gmail.com. Thanks to everyone that has contributed to Rested with an I so far. Enjoy your travel time.